Blog Talk Radio.
A licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Fun Friday, March 11th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about our passion and hobby of backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, and anything else that might tickle your fancy. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today, and again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro.
ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try ManaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try ManaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Looking for something? Find it online at Bidbird Auctions. Bidbird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made BidBird Auctions their new home. And get sold on BidBird. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, technology you can trust.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for joining us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It's another great episode of Fun Friday, and we've got a lot of great prizes to give away today. But first, it is now time to introduce my wonderful co-host, poultry advocate and author, the one, the only, the multi-talented.
Oh, yeah.
Pat Foreman. Oh, and wait. We have to do this because it is Fun Friday. Not only does Fun Friday mean Pat has probably had her weekly one half cup of coffee, but I am jacked up on steroids, so it's going to be one heck of a Fun Friday today, let me tell you, folks. Pat's half a cup of coffee. I'm jacked up on steroids. What do you know? I'm just not taking responsibility for anything you might hear on the show today.
I think that's a good plan. Let's neither of us be responsible for what's on the show today.
I agree.
I like that a lot. I mean, it is freaky, frivolous, frolicking, foul-filled Fun Friday, so anything is good to go with an R-rated for Rooster Friday. So how are you doing? You sound great.
Well, thank you. I can tell definitely, and y'all can probably tell, there's a few letters and sounds that are hard to get out when only half of your face works, especially the F's and some of the oohs and the wahs and things like that. But But I'm hanging in there.
Oh, I bet you're great. You're still great at the oohs and the ahs and the s's. I'm sure that's no problem for you.
I might be talking to somebody, and next thing you know, they might be thinking I'm cussing at them or something.
Or trying to pick them up.
It really didn't come out that way, I promise. I meant to say you have a nice truck. You have a nice truck. That's what I meant to say. You know, the big Ford truck with the big tires. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, God. Well, it's going to be rich, I can tell. Yeah. Well, usually people feel really good when they're on steroids. It's like it gives you a buzz because it gets those adrenals. It replaces what the adrenals put out. So you'll be saving.
Woo, all righty. Well, I was, who knows. For those of you who are just tuning in that don't follow us on Facebook or Twitter or any of that great stuff, let me just kind of, I'll go back and kind of let you know what's kind of been going on while I'm on roids. And I call them asteroids. Jen gets a kick out of that. Oh, I got to go take my asteroids now. And, oh, my goodness. But anyway, thank you, first off, for all the wonderful messages and concerns and whatnot. But the day before yesterday, which would have been, I guess, Wednesday evening, probably after 3 p.m., I started noticing a little pain behind my ear and some pain running down the left side of my neck. I just thought it was a stress neck ache or a stress headache neck ache that I get occasionally, and 2 Advil would have fixed it no problem. But I also threw out, after about 3 p.m., noticed some twitches and some twitches, tingling in the lips, and I didn't really think anything of it, you know. So I just said I'll watch it and see what happens. Who knows? So all was well. Took a couple of Advil, got some work done Wednesday night. Again, didn't think anything much about it. And then yesterday I woke up and it wasn't all that bad. But got Jen off to school. All was well. She had a big day yesterday. And then I started getting some work done, and I started noticing some lack of movement on the left side of my face. I was like, okay, this is kind of interesting. And then I went to a shower and brushed my teeth, and I don't know if brushing my teeth aggravated it or not, but next thing you know, I started drooling. I couldn't hold any water or anything in my mouth. I went to do my gargle with the mouthwash, and it was splattering all over the place, And I was like, this is interesting. And then I started noticing some drooping and no control on my left side. And, you know, being a former paramedic, you know, I'm going through all the signs and symptoms, and I was going through anything and everything that could go wrong. And it takes a lot for me to go to the doctor to begin with, let alone ER. So I said, well, you know what? I better be safe than sorry. I knew if it happened to have been a stroke I had overnight, that the damage was done. I mean, yeah, they could have put me on some clot busters, but for the most part, the damage was done. I had no real rush, and, you know, headed up there to the doctor. And I wasn't officially a patient. My wife is at that particular internal medicine group, and they're great. I really like them. That's why I chose to go there. I didn't want to go to the ER. And so they told them my symptoms. They said, oh, we'll try to fit you in. And the manager came out and saw and heard the symptoms I was having, and said, no, we'll definitely work you in. So very quickly, I got about halfway through the paperwork. They got me back in a room, did all the great stuff. Doctor came out and gave her all the symptoms, you know, didn't hold back when they started, exactly what they were and whatnot. And then she said, I'll be back in just a minute. I'm pretty almost positive that it's Bell's palsy. And so I started trying to think from my days of being a paramedic. I've heard of it. I'm not sure exactly. Couldn't put my finger on what it was, what it is, all this kind of stuff. And she came back with a big old packet of things and explained it all to me and all the effects and things. And it's classic. So it basically, if you take an exact line from the center of my chin all the way up to the top of my head, the complete left side of my face is not working. It's absolutely, for the most part, dead. It is a viral. It's a viral infection. You're not contagious. You always have it. People think it's kind of related a little bit to the chicken pox. So some people who have chicken pox in the past will have shingles. And so that's one kind of flare-up you can have later on in life from the chicken pox virus, the shingles. Or my understanding is you can get this Bell's palsy. And that's the effect of it. So Jen says I kind of look like, when I smile, I kind of look like Elvis a little bit with that.
You sneering?
Exactly.
Yeah, that little sneer that sent the girls crazy, you know.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, that must have been it. So, yeah, it's, and of course, one eyebrow. Now, seriously, even right now, it's worse than it was yesterday, and the doctor said it would get worse before it got better, even on the meds. But it's yesterday afternoon. Unless I pointed it out, you probably couldn't tell. And even now, if you saw me every day, you could tell. If you didn't see me every day, you probably wouldn't be able to tell until I started working or tried to smile, or if you saw me drink something, you thought I would, you know, I was, you know, jacked up on something, because it's very skillful. I have to manually, with two fingers, pull out the left side of my bottom lip and attach it to my glass, basically, as I turn it up. But yeah, it's really interesting. Again, I can kind of understand what somebody who's had, you know, maybe a stroke and is going through it. The symptoms are the same. So I literally have to pull my lip out, attach it to the glass, and then drink kind of with my head leaned sideways. But it's just a learning process. What I can do, what I can't do, chewing, the whole nine yards, and a little ear pain down the back of my ear and down the neck, but that comes and goes. And then it feels like my eyelids kind of, when you lower your eyelid, when you're kind of looking at somebody angrily or something, it's kind of weird. But it goes away, apparently. So I'm on steroids. I'm on a kind of an antiviral drug. But it was out of all this stuff, all of this facial paralyzation and all these other symptoms, it's kind of interesting that the most thing that she was concerned about was my eyeball. She was like, you know, yeah, okay, whatever. You'll get over not having use of your left side of your face. I mean, I was like, oh, I will. Hey, hang on just a second. I got to plug in my laptop before the battery goes dead. Hang on 1 second, folks.
Ruh-roh. I know that feeling if you're not plugged into the computer. I have to watch my phone really quickly because the battery runs out pretty fast. And I'm kind of hesitant to get a new phone because I don't want to learn how to use it.
I had it in another room and I brought it back into the office here where we broadcast. But she was all concerned about my eyeball that, you know, a lot of times it's bad enough to where even when you're asleep at night, your eyelid won't close. And so it can dry out your cornea, and that can cause some ulcers on your cornea and your eye and can be very damaging. She was more concerned about that than anything else. But she also said that it does go away, and it could be anywhere from 3 days, 3 weeks to 6 months. She used the 6 months term more liberally, thinking it may be because it could last up to 6 months. And you may just one day wake up and it's completely gone, or you may slowly get your use of your left side of your face back. So, but she said like 1% of all the people who have it will get it again, just 1%. So 99% of the people who get this, and it's fairly common, I'll give you the numbers, never have it again. Only about 1% will have a reoccurrence of this ever after they have it one time. And only 1% of the people who get it have paralysis on both sides of the face. I couldn't comprehend that at all. And so 1% get it again. Only 1% have double of the Bell's palsy on both sides. But it happens in something like one out of I forget what percent, but it's like one out of 5,000 people, I think it was. One out of every 5,000 people will have this in their lifetime. So it is common, and she knew exactly what it was when I was very specific about where was it going? I was looking in the chat room for a second at some of the comments in there. But very common. 1 in 5,000 people will get it, and then most folks have a full recovery. If anything, they may have a little bit lower eyebrow from then on out, or it may flare up or have noticed some symptoms every now and then, but we're right smack dab in the middle of this thing. So again, that's why it may sound like I've had a little bit too much to drink today, or and of course that.
Yeah, any excuse will do. Oh my.
That could be the actual.
That's so lame.
Well, exactly. Yeah. If you believe that, I got some property for sale. Anyway, so but the aggravation thing is, of course, the tear duct doesn't work. So sometimes it may look like I'm crying. Sometimes my eyelid gets real dry and I got to pat it and it looks like I'm crying. Tears of joy, I tell you. And so I went and got, this is the funniest thing I've heard in 2 days. So I went to CVS last night and got me an eye patch. They said to she said to tape your eye shut at night. So I did, got some Scotch tape. I had some medical tape and some transfer, but I didn't use it. I just got to go the good old Scotch tape off the desk, taped it shut, and then put a put a black, you know, pirate's patch over it. And Louise on Facebook, it was hilarious. She said, when I told her I was going to CVS pharmacy to get an eye patch, she made a comment that just made me laugh out loud. It was great. She said, well, put a chicken on your shoulder and pretend you're a pirate. It still makes me laugh.
That's great.
We'll put a chicken on your shoulder and pretend you're a pirate, CW. And then they were talking about things like they're like, oh yeah, I think
put a picture of that. That's a photo op. Definitely a photo opportunity.
They said that. They said you need to go find a black high top Polish and put it on your shoulder with that black eye patch and pretend you're a pirate with a chicken instead of a parrot. So yeah, that was hilarious. It still makes me laugh when I think about that. So that's where we're at, folks. Again, I appreciate all the prayers and all the thoughts, especially when there was no show. It was really last minute. I barely got in touch with Pat and Christina to let them know that there would be no show. In fact, I got in touch with Pat while I was being examined in the doctor's office. So that's why there was no notice for yesterday's show. And then all of a sudden people were like, oh, everything's okay. And immediately their thoughts went to my wife, Jen, because, you know, she's expecting. She was 25 weeks yesterday. So they're worried about that. And
can this be contagious to Jen?
No, it cannot. They said it's absolutely not contagious. And I didn't get it from anybody, and nobody can get it from me. It's already in our bodies. It's just like a flare up and some people think it's stress related, which kind of makes sense with my schedule lately. But there's no proof in that, no studies. I'll be Dr. McCray for a minute. There's no documentation. Show me the proof. Absolutely not. No problems at all regarding that. You can't catch it. I can't give it to nobody. I didn't get it from anybody. So, but it's very interesting. And people know, oh, I have that, and I have full recovery, or I have this, and I only have now just a little bit of eyebrow droop. But that makes me look more distinguished, and you know, things like that. So, we'll just see how long my speech is affected, and I can't really smile, so I won't be doing any modeling lately for GQ or anything like that, I reckon. But who knows? Who knows? I can still laugh. I can still yap and talk and share the chicken love across the country via the airways. So that's what I'm kind of dealing with, and I appreciate all the prayers. In fact, this morning I put down, I said, look, I'm doing okay. I'm dealing with it. You know, God is good. If Job could handle it, I can too. And if you're familiar with
Job.
Job
had palsy.
Well, Job in the Bible had so many different problems. It was incredible the wrath that he went through, and he still stayed loyal. So I was like, if Job could deal with what he was going through, then boy, I sure can too with this. So it's all good. But I told everybody to. Again, if you're not sure what I'm talking about, go to the Bible and read Job, and you'll see that this is a walk in the park compared to what he was going through. But I did want to this morning I put on my Facebook, personal and professional, that, you know, I appreciate your prayers. I really do. 100%. But right now there are more people in the world that need them than I do, including the folks in Japan and all that they're going through over in Japan with the massive earthquake, the strongest earthquake ever recorded, known to man, occurred.
Oh, it's awful.
Yes. Yep. And then, of course, the tsunami, what do you call it?
The tsunami.
Yeah. And so we immediately this morning, my routine, 7 a.m., turn on Good Morning America, bam, there it is. And definitely send want to send prayers that way as well. Direct them over there. So
it was an 8.8 earthquake, which again, it's even one says even 8.9. And my neighbors are Japanese, his mother is in a town that was really close to the epicenter, apparently, and the tsunami or. Tsunami.
Tsunami.
tsunami went in 5 miles inland. It went in 5 miles inland, and they haven't heard. There's no communications. They don't know if his relatives are dead or alive. I mean, it's one of these just real horrible spaces to be in. So I've got candles here lit and some incense going, and just I just did some prayers just before the show for all the people involved with that. So
I have a good friend. A good friend from our church, his entire wife's family lives in Japan. That's where they met, and they live over here, have 3 young children. But he on Facebook said they have been in contact with her family, and they are all okay.
Oh,
I don't know where they live over there, but yeah, my God, the pictures are coming through. And then it doesn't look like Hawaii got much of nothing, really, from what I saw. And so that people think that the West Coast out there is not going to get much of anything either. But holy cow! So we'll keep prayers heading that way over towards Japan, where they're really needed. But yeah, it's amazing. All righty. Well, as I stated earlier, it is a fun Friday, March the 11th, and we're going to have some great time today. Pat, well, I guess I just assume, because you have changed your coffee day from Wednesday to Friday, did you have your half a cup of coffee today? Inquiring minds want to know.
Oh, dear. Well, I cannot tell a lie. I have not.
Okay.
I'm still pure. I didn't have a bagel either. I didn't get into town.
Oh, my goodness.
There's so many things going on this morning. But then, of course, if I have coffee after, like, 10 o'clock, I just don't sleep well at night because I'm so sensitive to it. So, but I'm just normally happy, uppy, and perky here and enjoying the day. So I can't say, guess what I did do, though, Whisper? You're going to love
it. Oh, no, we do this every morning, and I sit here and think of things that you guess what I did, Whisper? And
let's see.
Okay, let me think.
Here's a guess.
You went cow tipping last night.
No, no cow tipping.
Okay,
no,
let me think. You rode through town naked on the back of a bull.
Where'd you get that one from?
Oh, I'm right?
You've been into my fantasies or what?
I'm telling you, it's the steroids.
Oh, dear. Naked on the back of a bull. It's supposed to be a stallion, I think. That's Godiva. I have to let my hair grow to be Godiva.
Somebody in the chat room said you bought a cow.
But no, well, actually, as a matter of fact, I bought a cow share.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. And I'm thrilled about it. It's for raw milk, and I own part of a cow. I'll get a gallon a week, and I'm going to make my own yogurt and all. And it came from Nourishing Traditions. I was watching some videos by Sally Fallon, who's president of the Weston A. Price Foundation, and wonderful. It was a 2.5 hour, it was an hour and a half and 3 videos long, but it went into the lipids and the whole thing about cholesterol and how butter and the higher fats are necessary for our brain to even work, and a lot of the myths about our anyway, I was so impressed with it, and my neighbor had a cow share, so I thought, well, darn, I think I'll just go ahead and do it. Well, I have to be really careful with dairy. If I take too much, I get congested. So it'll be a little bit of a balancing act. And I'm going to see if the raw milk has the same effect as the commercial milk. Because commercial milk, I can just eat like an ounce, and I'll sort of snot right up. It's not too nice. If I have pizza, I know I'll probably snore that night. Because I just can't breathe. But anyway, so yeah, I bought a cow share. I'm thrilled about it. They're Guernsey cows. Little contract. I pay a management and pasture fee, and I literally own part of this little cow. So I can go see her and spend quality time with her and milk her.
That's a great idea. I wish I could do that with bees. In fact, my whole census here is I really wish that there was like a beekeeping business, kind of like they'll come and take care of your swimming pool in your backyard. I'm not a big, I mean, just some people don't like spiders, some don't like snakes, some don't like, you know, whatever. And I'm just, I love what bees do and produce. I'm all for it, but I'm just not a bee person. That's not a part of me. And I guess bad experiences when I was little. But I wish I could have bees on the farm and then have somebody come in once a week or whenever it's needed to actually take care of them. And I reap the benefits of those, but let someone else maintain it like a swimming pool. So I wish that somebody would kind of start that up around where our little farmstead is. But how far away is the cow from your where you live?
Oh, well, we're going to do a ride share and just take turns going out to the farm and picking up the milk and bringing it back. There are four of us, actually. I joined a little mini cooperative of family cow shares, so I'll just have to do it maybe once a month, mm-hmm. go out to the farm and get everybody's milk and bring it back. But it's not that terribly far. To answer your question, it's probably about 7 miles, not too bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm even going to make my own ice cream. There, because the nourishing tradition says I could eat it.
Wonderful. Hey, that sounds
yeah,
like
it
a plan.
Is, it is. Yeah.
Very,
yeah.
Very nice.
I tell you, there is so much about medicine that we just don't know and that has been sort of bad science based on belief. You know, a belief is just something you think over and over again, and we've kind of been sold so many of a bill of sale. So I highly recommend the nursing traditions, these DVD tutorials, I guess you'd say, lectures, and they're a real eye opener for me. And I thought I was pretty well tuned into a lot of the nutrition stuff. And of course, no system is perfect. I'm sure there are parts of it that aren't. But what they did is they went back through the Weston A. Price. Can I give a little brief history about the Weston A. Price?
Sure.
Yeah, well, it's so interesting, and I have his book. I've had his book in my library for a long, long time. Weston A. Price was a dentist, and he noticed that teeth varied depending on the diet of the individual. And he did a study through over decades and throughout all the world. He would go visit these Aboriginal cultures and way, way back where commerce hadn't been able to go. He went from Switzerland to Alaska. He was all over the world. And what he found was that the teeth, when they didn't even need brushing, were straight, and the face was wider, which allowed for the teeth to come in straight. And if once someone got on the sugar and the commercial diets and the processed foods and the white flours, if the mother ate that diet, it would form where the middle third of the face would be narrower, and that would not allow for the teeth to come in well. And then also there'd be a lot of dental caries and teeth decay and that sort of thing. So what I found really, really interesting was he was saying that by the time So you have a child that has a narrower third of the face. That's right around the mouth and the nose area. They have that long, kind of thinner face. And then by the time you get to the third generation of that, the mother's pelvic center actually goes from being completely round to an oval shape. That's what the so the bones don't shape the way that they did under a different, more traditional diet. And that's what causes the face to be narrower. And by the time you get to the third or fourth generation of this, you're getting into really all kinds of mental problems, physical deficiencies, allergies, health problems. But they also found out through some studies that could be reversed. If you took someone that, say, has that those qualities of the narrow face and bad teeth coming in and sort of oval birth canal, that if you get then make sure that child in during birth and during the first year of life got these certain sacred nutritional foods, and they went into very detail what that is, that they would not have the same characteristics as their mother or father. So it can be reversed. It's not genetic, it's really nutritional. And then they showed slides from that. So all that is to say, maybe you and Jenna ought to watch these DVDs. They're pretty eye-opening. And there are sacred foods that have overlaps in all traditional cultures. And it's pretty astonishing how much the overlaps are. Yeah, there you go.
Cool.
So I went out and got myself a share of a cow.
Good deal. Just don't.
I figured that's traditional.
Just be careful. You can always, I don't want you to get in trouble. Do not attempt to milk a bull. You will regret it.
I'll take your words of wisdom on that.
Words of wisdom. Don't eat yellow snow and never try to milk a bull. You'll be all right for many, many years. So that's the two things that you're going to learn right here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. All righty, it is now time for Chickens in the News. Chickens in the News is brought to you by MeyerHatchery.com. You can visit them online. Just go to MeyerHatchery.com, pick out your baby chicks that you want to get this spring to start your backyard flock. And I've got a couple to share here. They're not very long, which is great. And let me get over here to my Chicken Whisperer page. If you're not a fan, please become a fan. We're about 500 fans shy of 10,000. So we're looking forward to that big 10,000th fan. And definitely looking forward to that. Let me scroll down here. All of our Chickens in the News is posted there. Facebook.com/TheChickenWhisperer. And this is a great story related to the contest we just had. Comes to us from the Grafton Patch. Chickens more than scratch the surface. At Touchtone, these animals teach valuable and sustainable lessons, by Taryn Plum. Students at Touchtone Community School learn more than the traditional subjects of reading, writing, and arithmetic. They also have the opportunity to learn about animal husbandry with the recent introduction of two young chickens. Living in a 4-foot by 12-foot portable pen, probably a chicken tractor, the roughly 8-month-old birds were hatched the last weekend of May. Because chickens need between 5 to 8 months to mature, the two girls have just recently begun to lay sporadic eggs. Occasionally we get two eggs, which is really exciting, said Seth Mansour, assistant middle school science teacher and one of the garden's main volunteers. As they grow, they'll get on a more regular laying schedule, he said, probably producing about 20 eggs per month. Despite the snow and sometimes whipping wind throughout February, the birds are now happily scratching and pecking, he said. He described how students huddled around the coop every day to watch them, and they also have also each come up with their own personal names for them. They have no accepted communal names just yet. They have their own names for them. Dedicated parent volunteers check in on the chickens daily to make sure they're fed and that their water isn't frozen. Ultimately, it's a lesson for both students and parents that chicken tending is manageable and a fulfilling experience. It isn't rocket science, says Masur. If you can take care of a dog, you can take care of 100 chickens. I like that quote. If you can take care of a dog, you can take care of 100 chickens. Anyone who wants to learn can attend the Touchtone Community School annual auction at 7 p.m. April 9th at the Worcester Senior Center. He is auctioning off a consultation for prospective chicken owners. And so that's a real neat story about how this is a great way to educate folks and hear teachers and parents about the facts about chicken keeping and chicken keeping in their backyard. In fact, y'all know that we narrowed it down here. In fact, 1 week from today, we'll be announcing the grand prize winner of our Chicken Coops for Classrooms contest we had. We had many entries. We have five finalists. And just to remind you, they are Golden Valley Charter School in Orange Vale, California, Claremont High School in Claremont, California, All Saints Episcopal School in Tyler, Texas, the Padilla School in Atlanta, Georgia, and the College School in Webster Groves, Missouri. Those are our five finalists. One of those are going to win an awesome chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com, an awesome Genesis incubator from GQF Manufacturing, and one of Pat's books, City Chicks. They'll all be delivered there that they can start hatching, learning about it through the book, hatching with the incubator, and then have a place for those chicks to go, and then learn just like this school did. And just think how many people that can touch and educate about backyard poultry and chickens and agriculture and sustainability through this project. And so we hope to have another Chicken Coops for Classrooms contest as well. But we're really working hard to have a Chicken Coop contest in April for all of our fans and listeners. We've given away more chicken coops than anybody in the world here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, and we're proud of that thanks to our sponsors. We hope to do that again in April with our sponsors. So hang on just a second. Let's see. I've got another one here, let's see here. Let me open it up, and then we'll read this one. And I know, Pat, you have some as well, or a short one. Hang on 1 second here. All righty. Here we go. Well, where'd it go? Ah, here we go. Okay, Ludlow, the city of Ludlow. The city of Ludlow will no longer allow residents to raise chickens in city limits. All righty.
I agree.
I concur. I concur. Ludlow, the city of Ludlow will no longer allow residents to raise chickens in city limits. After listening to debate from residents and poultry enthusiasts, city council voted 5-1 Thursday night to amend its ordinance to prohibit the raising of chickens, fowl, and poultry in the city. The ordinance, however, grandfathers in current chicken owners until the chickens they currently have die or are given away. City officials started looking into the issue when they received complaints about some chicken owners in the city. One of those chicken owners, Amanda Lewis, said her four chickens, Goldie, Speck, Big Mama, I like that Big Mama, and Little Mama, are safe pets and don't make noise. She urged city council to continue to allow chickens in the city. No one has ever said anything against my chickens to my face, Lewis said. Instead, the decision was made just to ban them. If someone gets a complaint about their dog, an investigation is made. The decision is not made just to ban dogs. You know, that's a good point.
That's a very good point. Yeah.
We talk about that all the time. Some residents at the meeting expressed health concerns about chickens in the city. Teresa Campson said she owns chickens on a farm outside of Ludlow and said chickens dropping can pose sanitary hazards such as salmonella, contamination of local gardens. Okay, you want to talk about that? Let's talk about all the diseases cats carry. Okay, are you going to ban cats because of the diseases they carry? Come on, folks. It is not something I can see being done in the city, Campson said. Yes, I've done some reading on this, and I'm quite surprised at cities that are doing this because of what you are exposing other residents to. Any factual information there, lady? Probably not. Proponents of raising chickens in the city include some people who raise chickens on small plots in Covington, told city council that they can be safely raised in an urban area. They say more people want to raise their own food in the city for safety and environmental reasons. And, folks, you're missing the point here. This is nothing new. Did you have widespread illness back when people had chickens in their backyard in the cities, back around the 20s, 30s, and 40s in urban areas in the city? Your next-door neighbor had chickens and a couple of goats. Where were the problems? Okay, this is nothing new. It is just we're coming back. We're coming full circle. So, people need to realize that I'm kind of surprised at this. Well, then you need a history lesson, lady. Chris Hummel grows his own food in Ludlow and would like to have chickens on his property. He said the growing number of urban farmers take safety and quality serious. These are not sloppy people. These are not low-class citizens. These are just everyday people wanting to do something to help the environment to go green and provide food for their family. So you can read the rest of this at our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer, and you can see us there, and you can join us, become a fan, and help us get to that 10,000 fan mark there. And then one last little bit of tidbit of chickens in the news before I hand it over to you, Pat. I want to send a shout out to a new fan, Heather Farley. That's Heather Farley. She joined us on Facebook, and she is listening live right now. So we thank you for becoming a fan of the Chicken Whisperer on Facebook. Tell all your friends. All right, Pat, turning it over to you for some chickens in the news. Before we get to our chicken trivia contest, we got a lot of prizes to give away. We missed a couple of days, and then we've got extra prizes as well. So we'll have the whole rest of the show is going to be nothing but giving away prizes to our listeners. So go ahead, Pat, with your chickens in the news.
Okay, thanks, Whisper. Well, this fits right in with your story. It's almost like we coordinated something here. But this is from the British Columbia localnews.com, so it's from our Canadian neighbors. And the story is called Raising Chickens, Is It a Misguided Fad or Timely for a Starving World? A Misguided Fad or Timely for a Starving World. And this is by the editor. There's not a name on here, but it says, for years, of course, we have been assured by the food industry and the government that they have our best interests at heart, and campaigns such as the Faces of Farming use these photos of really wholesome families and their wonderful animals out on pasture. or in looking very happy. But Canadians have obligingly and unwittingly handed over the reins and put money and the power in the driver's seat. Few of us even keep a simple vegetable garden, let alone a half dozen or so backyard chickens, and all of which were much very common in their backyards. Says we've become to rely on the multimillion dollar corporations to satisfy our appetites. And it ranges, of course, as we know, from genetically engineered modified soy, corn and grains, high fructose corn syrup, to antibiotic and growth-laden meat, which we consume even without even asking any questions. So until now. Until now. In recent years, eye-opening documentaries such as Food Inc. and Earthlings have cracked the exterior of the farm industry, and people are beginning to be concerned about their health. I know I am. I'm very concerned about my health. And like other people, I'm also starting to wonder about the inhumane treatment of food animals. What seems to be a growing trend to enjoy humanely grown antibiotic-free meat, organic fruits, vegetables, and grain without chemicals has led to a collective push. We're all collectively pushing here, Whisper, to find alternative sources of food. Like in Vancouver, there was a group that demanded a bylaw that allowed them to raise their own chickens, and that sort of did a monopoly, domino effect with other communities. So they ask, why are so many communities, municipalities still in Canada say no, and in America as well? It says, do we not have a basic right to produce food ourselves? Must we be reliant on these factory farms for our sustenance? That's the big question, isn't it? So in the wake of Vancouver's decision, many chicken advocates in various Canadian communities have picked up on the call to have their bylaws changed. And, of course, we know the statistic, I think over 500 towns and cities across North America have changed their laws. So we have to ask our question of where's all this food coming from? And what about our growing populations? What are they going to eat? And how do we find healthier foods for ourselves and for our families? And, of course, allowing a backyard flock might be one answer to our problems. And this goes on and on, but they pretty much say, I'm just going to paraphrase a little bit, but when people say they're concerned about their backyard flocks being well cared for, but if you just compare or even consider, you know, they're living like kings and queens in Hilton hotels compared to the factory farms. They can walk around, fresh air, sunshine, all the things that a chicken likes to be able to have to be a chicken. And then they go, when you compare the smell and noise of keeping dogs, of course, keeping hens is more beneficial. They truly are pets with benefits. So even if you wanted to boycott factory eggs, I mean, okay, so we like eggs, we're going to boycott them. The government makes it difficult for you to employ another option, which is, of course, having your own chickens. And they're saying, just as the dairy industry, there's my cow share, just as the dairy industry and health authority refuses to let independents sell raw milk, I have to own the cow to get it. Bureaucrats and the growers seem to be in cahoots to control our food. And, of course, we know it's an ancient, ancient poultry proverb that is so true that whoever controls your food controls you. So there we go. Why do they care? Why does the industry care? Is it the threat of avian flu? Is it that we know, you know, avian flu thrives in and gets started in overcrowding? Or is it the welfare of the chickens, which is better for a few backyard flocks? A few backyard tens have much, much better lifestyles. Or is it the 100,000 featherless, sickly hens with everything natural that smells of factory farms says you have to close your window? So I love these philosophical sort of essays and articles. It says, what are we going to do with our food, and how do we really help to feed ourselves in such a maze of misinformation and I don't know, it's all so confusing. I'm confused, and I do the best I can. I'm as healthy as I know to be, but there's always more. So that's from our British Columbia localnews.com. Are chickens misguided or a solution for a starving world? What do you think of that, Whisper?
I think some people out there are a little misguided when it comes to chickens. So, but no, that's a great story. I appreciate you for sharing. Got a lot of comments in the chat room going. Chat room is plumb full today, so we thank you very much for joining us.
If wow, you're a, 55. There are 55 people in the chat room.
And chat, yeah, it was up to about 63, 64 earlier, and so it is a fun Friday. And, of course, don't let that fool you, folks. There, we do have, in fact, it's been documented, thousands and thousands of listeners to the show, but many can't get in the chat room. In fact, we have many listeners right now that are listening live, either via telephone or they can't get in the chat room because their workplace has banned it. How dare them ban the Chicken Whisperer chat room? Shame on you. Shame on you. I can't believe that. When I heard that, I was like,
ooh.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe it. So, thank you very much. Who's in the chat room. Lots of new listeners. Thanks for joining us. If you're a first-time listener, we broadcast every day right here on Blog Talk Radio, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Fun Friday is just that, Fun Friday. It's time to sit back, relax, have a good time, give away some prizes. It is wide open in the chat room as far as topics, as long as you keep it, we'll say PG-13. We do have a lot of homeschoolers that listen to this radio show, and we thank them. But Monday through Thursday is all about education, and so we even encourage you to have a Chicken Whisperer radio show notebook handy. Keep it next to your computer because we welcome the experts in their field every single day, different topics from wind power, solar power, composting, water collection, water purification, you name it. We have it here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, but Fridays are a little different. Time to sit back, relax, get ready for the nice weekend, and give away some prizes from our absolute awesome sponsors. So we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we are going to start our Chicken Trivia Fun Friday contest. We've got about 7 prizes to give away total, and including the ever-so-popular ManaPro chicken breed posters that everybody loves. So we hope to have a lot of happy people today that are listening live. And we'll go through the prizes when we get back from this commercial break. So, again, want to thank you very much for listening. And prizes are coming up next with Chicken Trivia. So stay with us, folks. We'll be back right after this short break.
You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared. But now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size, flock, and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Designed for starting and growing game birds, turkeys, ducks, geese, and broilers, ManaPro's Game Bird Showbird Crumbles feature 24% protein and a combination of vitamins, minerals, and yeast culture. This complete feed does it all, from growth and weight gain to healthy development and even improved digestion. So next time you're starting some new birds, try ManaPro's Game Bird Showbird formula and see the difference.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com. McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
This looks like a job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce. I'll don my super suit.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. You know, Pat, I don't know, but it looks like that Brits and Grits in the chat room said something about me mooning everybody, but I don't think that's going to happen today.
Moving or mooing?
Mooning, like the look up at the sky, and look at the moon, mooning, yeah.
It's just your natural bright light shining forth.
Maybe so, maybe so.
Whatever.
All righty, let me open up the chicken trivia. Now, just some of these you've heard before, so we're going to see who's been paying attention. Who has been paying attention here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer? But some of these we've seen before, but that's okay. Nonetheless, we're going to give away some prizes today. So, let's see. Interesting. Okay. And they some may be difficult for you, and some may be a little bit easier. But let me go through the prizes we got to give away. We have a nesting box from Ware Manufacturing that we're going to be giving away today. A nesting box from Ware Manufacturing. We have a really nice brooder lamp with a dimmer switch and a 125-watt heat bulb that goes with it that we're giving away. We also have a couple of different types of Happy Hen treats. Let's see, the Ware Manufacturing, the brooder lamp is from critter-cages.com, critter-cages.com. We've got a couple of different types of Happy Hen treats from randallberkey.com. Happy Hen treats will have a sunflower sensation and a mealworm frenzy. Let's see, then we've got, I know, at least two, depending on our time, maybe three posters to give away. Man, people are going crazy for these posters. We have got a couple of posters that we're giving away. The breed, chicken breed posters that Manor Pro has come out with. Very, very popular. And I've already got lots of comments on them. Somebody had put, oh, well, I was so surprised. This is a real poster. They were thinking maybe like a large brochure type of poster. No, these are big posters, kind of like you would see of Farrah Fawcett and Sean Cassidy, and let me see if for our younger folks that are listening, wait a minute, the vampire people. I don't know, I'm sorry. all the vampire folks, the movies that are so popular, Harry Potter, you know, all that kind of stuff for our younger crowd. These are pretty big posters. Chicken breed. Yeah, the Twilight series, that's what I'm thinking of. Vampire people. I knew it had something to do with vampires and sucking blood and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, Twilight series. There you go. Thank you very much, Love for Poultry, in the chat room. Justin Bieber, yeah, there you go. Well, you know, big posters of Justin Bieber. Yeah, I'm showing my age, talking about Farrah Fawcett and Sean Cassidy posters Heather Thomas. Y'all, anybody out there in the chat room remember Heather Thomas? Man, I'm telling you what, I did have a poster of her hanging in my room in a pink bikini, and she was the co-star on, let me see if anybody can remember in the chat room before I go on. Who remembers I believe, yeah, Heather Thomas was her name. And who remembers that? Who can tell me in the chat room? If you can tell me in the chat room what show she co-starred on, is one of my favorite shows, I'll get you a poster from ManaPro. How about that? A poster from ManaPro in the chat room, if you can tell me what show that she co-starred in. So far, nobody else. I don't see. No, that was Heather Locklear, the police show with the guy from Star Trek and all that. Yeah, Heather Locklear, that was different. No, Heather Thomas, she was on another show back in the 80s, and I'll give you a hint. It co-starred the $6 Million Man. There it is! Kimberly got it right, the Fall Guy. Ritz and Grits came close next. Yes, there it is, the Fall Guy. It looks like Kimberly won. I think she's here locally here in Atlanta. So, Kimberly, you'll be our first winner for that one. Exactly right, the Fall Guy. And how cool is that? That was a great show. And anyway, so, and man, the truck in that show was the bomb. So it was. It was a GMC, but I'll give him credit for that. It wasn't a Ford. But yeah, so go ahead and send me your information. I believe it was Kimberly. Yeah, and just email that to me, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Send me your full shipping address. Your name, and of course your telephone number. Not that I want to add it to my little black book, but so if there's any shipping problems and they need to get in touch with you, they can over at ManaPro. So very cool. Yes, the Fall Guy. How about that? So that's kind of fun we have on Fun Fridays. You didn't even have to call in for that one. That was a chat room competition. Very, very cool. All right. No, it wasn't a Blazer, Walter. It was a GMC. It was a pickup truck, and it was, man, it was awesome. It was about, it was even a little more awesome than the pickup truck that Simon and Simon had and drove around in. That was I think that was the GMC as well. That was a good looking pickup truck as well. Okay. Now, do you remember from Chips, the TV show Chips with the Ponch and John, the motorcycle? Now, John had a really good looking truck. I don't know. I think it was a Chevy. I don't think it was GMC. It was a nice Chevy. It was a blue stepside Chevy truck with some big, looked like it probably had some 32-inch all terrains on it, roll bar. It was real nice, and that was a nice truck back growing up. And he had one nice in that show Chips. All righty, let's have some fun with chicken trivia. All righty, we're going to take caller number 6. We'll start this off. This may be a tougher question than you're used to. This is going to be for the nesting box. The nesting box from Ware Manufacturing that we weren't able to give away Friday. Caller number 6, if you know the right answer. If you don't know the right answer, then you will probably, depending on what kind of mood I'm in, you will probably hear... But you may not. You may not. Don't try to discourage you from calling. If you don't know the right answer, call number 6, then we'll go to call number 7, and then call number 8, and call number 9, and call number 10, and so on. This is for a nesting box from Ware Manufacturing. Here we go. Name the 3. This is going to be interesting with my half my face not working, so bear with me with my medical condition here. Name the 3 breeds in the Asiatic class from the American Standard of Perfection. Name the 3 breeds that are in the Asiatic class from the American Standard of Perfection. Now, your answer has to match ours. Your answer may be right, but it doesn't matter. It has to match ours, and which we assume is the right answer. If not, you can send your complaints to Christina, care of Christina at classroomchickens.com. That's where you'll send your complaints to. So name the 3 breeds in the Asiatic class from the American Standard of Perfection. Caller number 6, 347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237. And that's what we're looking for. Let me get over here to the chat room and see if anybody's... Yes, that is a tongue twister, especially when half your face doesn't work. So, but hey.
You're doing great. You're doing absolutely great.
let's see. Yeah, so Kim was like, man, I can't type all that into Google. Yeah, see, one of these days I'm going to get a phone call from Google and say, how come every day between the hours of 1 and 1:20 p.m. we get all these chicken search? Something's going on every day. How many chicken search people are exactly. So, all righty, let's see here. Let me get over to the switchboard. And it's lighting up pretty good. People either are fast on Google, fast on Yahoo search, or maybe
they really know,
which is it's more than I can say because I sure as heck didn't know the answer to this. Let's see. I would have probably said Asiatic class. I don't know.
You'd say teriyaki.
I was going to say teriyaki let's see here.
Probably.
Okay, what I say? Car number six. Here we go.
Said six. Yep.
3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. 1, 2, 3. I want to make sure. All righty, you're playing for a nesting box. Caller number 6. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat calling in from area code. Let me open up my eyelid that don't work. 234. Area code 234. You're live with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
This is Kara from Ohio.
Oh, yeah!
From Ohio.
Yeah.
Ohio. All righty. Well, we're looking for the three breeds in the Asiatic class from the American Standard of Perfection. You have 3 seconds to give us the answer starting. I'm just kidding. what do you think the answer is?
Brahmas, Cochins, and Langshans.
That's exactly what I have as well. That's exactly what I have. Yep, Brahmas, Cochins, and Langshans. That is exactly right. They're the three breeds we were looking for. So congratulations regarding that. What kind of breeds, what kind of chickens do you have?
I don't know what the bantams are, but the adults that we have are the speckled Sussex rooster, a white rock hen, and a light brown leghorn hen.
Good. And you have several bantams?
5 babies right now, and we're going to have a bunch more on the way. We have 10 silkies on the way in May. And
nice. Very nice. Well, hey, thank you very much for listening, and congratulations on your win. You run a nesting box from Ware Manufacturing, and you know the drill, I think. Just send me an email with your name, shipping address, and your phone number from my little black book. No, so we need that. We've come across that on occasion where they needed the phone number, so please send that to us. And even if you win every single day, folks, I don't keep that stuff, so every day you're going to have to send that to me when you win. I don't log that, keep it, nothing like that. So I forward it to the company who's giving away the prize, and that's the last I see of it. So be aware, you're not going to start getting emails or anything. Well, you might get a phone call from me. I don't know. 75% of my listeners are women, so just never know. You might get a phone call from me. If I've taken too much steroids, then just disregard my phone call. So, all right. Pat, you still there? You're quiet today.
I am. Well, I'm just listening to you. I mean, you're doing such a good job, so I'm just kind of coasting along here. I like coasting for change.
All righty. Let's see. Here we go.
That's a good question.
Let's go on to the next one. Let's go on to the next one. I'm so scared to pronounce this next word, but I'm going to do my best. Okay, we're going to we'll take this next question. You'll be playing for us, and this is a great prize. A really nice top-of-the-line brooder lamp with a dimmer switch and the bulb that actually goes with it. I think it's a 125-watt heat bulb, a nice brooder lamp with a dimmer switch. It can really come in handy. That's coming to us from critter-cages.com. Critter-cages.com. And Pat, you pick the caller this time.
Okay, why don't we do caller 10? We'll do a perfect 10.
Perfect 10. All righty. Very good. Perfect 10. Whoa, where'd my trivia go? There it is. Okay, I'm going to do my best to pronounce this. Hopefully you'll know what the heck I'm talking about when I say this. Call number 10, 347-637-3237. Name the current name for the breed that used to bear the name Chittagogs with a C, like cat. Yeah, okay, so I'm, pardon me, half my place don't work, okay? Name the current name for the breed that used to be called Chit, C-H-I-T-T, Chittagongs, C-H-I-T-T-A-G-O-N-G-S, C-H-I-T-T-A-G-O-N-G-S. Name the current name for the breed that used to be or called Chittagongs. That's what we're looking
now, where,
for.
Now, where are you getting these questions, Whisper?
If you have any complaints either. About the questions during Chicken Trivia, please send your comments and complaints to...
Oh, complaints. I think they're wonderful. No,
Christina
they're great. I
at classroomchickens.com. That's Christina at classroomchickens.com.
Good question.
She's getting them from the American Standard of Perfection. The American.
Oh, okay. Okay. So let's just get a copy of that or two on your desktop there. Yeah. It's easier to Google.
Oh, but I think Kimberly was asking for the Fall Guy poster. No, let me tell you, if I still had that poster, it'd probably be hanging up in my office, Heather Thomas. But actually, it'd be torn down by my beautiful wife. But yeah, you'll get the poster of the awesome, ever so popular Mana Pro chicken breeds poster. So that's what we're. That's what we're looking for. So call number 10, 347-637-3237. And that's what we're looking for. Let me get over to the switchboard. Holy cow, a lot of people know the answer to this. Man, a lot. I wouldn't have been able to said that. I mean, I don't know. I would have probably said, okay, now I have to be real careful with this. This is a rated PG show, but the name of this, name the current name for the breed that used to bear the name Chittagongs, and the only thing that comes to mind is that old show, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Chitty Chitty
yeah.
Bang Bang. Remember that show?
We love you.
Yes.
I know the answer to this. I just found it on Google.
Maybe lots of other people here found it on Google, too.
Yeah.
So. All righty, here we go. Caller number 10, you said. And as always, Pat, you fill the number one slot here because you're always the first to call in as the show comes in. So we have to go down and call number 10, which is really, there we go. All righty. Caller number 10, you're live on the air with Andy and Pat calling in from area code 770. Let me see if there are any others down here. Hang on. If there are any others. Viewers. Oh, yep, that's you. I hear you. Hello.
Ann Wilson. Woohoo. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Ann Wilson in Douglasville, Georgia. I know that because she is a member of the Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group. In fact, she runs our Douglasville chapter of our group and doing a great job out there. And thank you very much. And so if you can answer the following question, you're going to win that awesome brooder lamp.
And from, I need it so bad. And you,
good. Name the current name for the breed that used to bear the name Chittagongs.
The Brahma.
The what? Brahma, yeah. That's it. The Brahmas. That's exactly right.
Yep. And I had the Brahma. Much easier to pronounce.
Yes, I had two of those.
Yeah. More careful
wonderful.
To pronounce, too. You
I
say,
have two
you say,
buffs. I love them. They're gorgeous
buff
chickens.
Brahmas. We have, let's see, I think we had the light Brahmas, and they were very beautiful. Yeah, so I'm sure they checked.
I got my two from you.
Oh, you did?
Yes, at the Chicks for Charity.
Chicks for Charity, yeah, what a great time. Every year we give away about 1,000 baby chicks from all of our hatchery sponsors to promote the keeping of backyard poultry. Yep, so awesome. So very cool, and they're nice, big, and healthy?
Yes, they are. They're huge chickens. Awesome. In fact, they're so big they can't get in the regular metal nesting boxes. I've got to build them a new nesting box because they can't get in those.
Well, you need to stop.
You need to stop
feeding them cheeseburgers and fries.
They're not even full grown yet. They haven't even started laying yet. They're big chickens.
That's funny. I love it. Well, and congratulations. Thank you very much for tuning in. And you know the drill. Chicken Whisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. Chicken Whisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. Name, telephone number, and your shipping address. And so people wonder, how come all the ladies went on your show? Because about 74% of our listeners, followers, and fans are of the female type. So we do try to cater to them with our shows and whatnot. So we appreciate that. Okay, let's see what time it is. Okay, let's keep going. I want to give these prizes away today. So the next prize is going to be from our great sponsor, McMurray Hatchery. Everybody, they're famous for their catalog. Famous for their catalog. The famous McMurray Hatchery catalog. Lots of great information in there. Beautiful pictures of the breeds they carry, products that they carry. Call them if you don't aren't on their mailing list. You got to get one of those. Makes a great addition to your coffee table there. So next question brought to you by McMurray Hatchery. Visit them online at McMurrayHatchery.com, our friend Matthew, and it is a McMurray Hatchery Collector's Coffee Mug. In fact, he sent me about 15 weeks of different prizes. So over the next several weeks, we got note cards and hats and things, all kinds of great things. This will be a McMurray Hatchery Collector's Coffee Mug. If you happen to know, and Pat, pick another caller.
How about 12?
Okay, we'll go to 12. And, okay, this is a good one. This is a good one. Actually, I wonder if I have her on speed dial. Maybe we can get Lorena Bobbitt to come in and comment on this question here. What do you call a castrated male chicken? And I'll give you a hint. It's not Bobbitt. But what do you call a castrated male chicken? That's what we're looking for. Call number 12, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. What do you call a castrated male chicken? That's what we're looking for. If you know the answer to that, give us a call because you're going to win an awesome collector's mug from McMurrayHatchery.com.
Very good.
Yeah. Very good. And boy,
I wonder if people remember who Bobbitt was. Do you
Lorena?
Remember that?
I don't know Lorena if a man. I don't know if a man on the planet can forget about Lorena Bobbitt.
that was quite a story, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. My goodness gracious! So, oh my goodness, I don't know why that just popped into my. Well, I guess because of the question.
Why that one came up. I mean, it's just castrated. It's not really docked. I mean,
oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear. That was something. Anyway. Well, but it came out as a happy outcome. I mean, you know, he got it back.
the problem was,
miracles.
I think what Bard Rock is leading to in the chat room was that we were all afraid that she was giving all the other young ladies an idea that we really didn't appreciate. If you ever get mad at your man, that it was acceptable to do that. And we just, so I think that's what kind of he's.
It was pretty extreme. That's true. That is an extreme statement of anger. She was pretty mad.
Dr. McCrae's just joining us. Welcome, Dr. McCrae. She put in the chat room, don't hold it against her. She doesn't know. She's a very, very busy professor. She put, CW sounds sick or depressed or sad. Well, I am kind of happy, but I had a little medical scare yesterday that kind of came across and have got a bout of Bell's palsy. So the complete left side of my face doesn't work. It's like if you've ever experienced somebody, I guess, that's had a stroke, you know someone who's had a stroke, well, the symptoms present the same. In fact, 90% of the people who get Bell's palsy go right to the emergency room thinking they're having a stroke, and then it's diagnosed differently. But yeah, that's the why. Half of my face does not work. Can't close my left eye. I can't. My left. It's just pretty crazy. I can't drink. In fact, it reminds me back during elementary school, you could get in the back of Boys Life magazine. How many people in the chat room remember Boys Life magazine?
I remember Boys Life. Yeah.
Yes. You could buy those dribble glasses, and you could fill it up with water and hand it to somebody, and they drink it, and it dribbles all down the front of their shirt because it had like holes in the bottom, or I forgot how it worked. But yeah. So. Yeah, I feel like I've got a every time I drink, I feel like I'm drinking out of one of those jokester dribble glasses. So, Dr. McCrae, I'm jacked up on steroids. Pat didn't have her cup of coffee today, so I'm making up for both of us.
You're doing it. Yeah.
Let's go over here to the switchboard and see what we got. Let's see what we got here. It all lit up. You said call number 12.
Yes. Okay. Number 12, even dozen eggs.
All righty, caller number 12 calling in from area code 707-707. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat. If you'll state your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
I think it's me. It's Sarah Luter calling from near the earthquake country in California.
Oh.
Any tremors out there? Any aftermath from Japan?
No aftermath. Everybody's all over the news watching the waves come in, and it's not even as impressive as high tide, so false alarm, I guess.
Yeah, I think it said that if it was coming, it would have been there around, I think, 11 o'clock our time, which was had 2 hours ago. So and it didn't look like anything was heading that way. Thank goodness. So all righty, here we go. What do you call a castrated male chicken? That's what we're looking for out in California.
A capon.
No,
right?
I'm sorry. It's called Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen. yes. Campon is a correct. Campon. So you are the big winner, and I figured you'd appreciate that living out there in California. So so very good. Well, you know the drill. Thank you very much for listening today. Thanks for participating. And Chicken Whisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. Chicken Whisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. Just send me over your, again, another young lady one. My little black book is getting thicker by the minute. I'm going to have to start locking it up and hiding it from Jen. So name, shipping address, and telephone number, and you've won that awesome McMurray Hatchery mug. All righty, we got to keep going. I got to go here a little bit faster. We got 10 minutes left, and I still got four prizes to give away. So here we go again. We'll take caller number. Got a lot of people calling on that one. Let's go up a little further. Let's go to caller number 16. Caller number 16, folks. Yeah, we're going up higher. Caller, just like me on steroids. Okay, caller number 16. And you've heard this before, I guarantee you. In fact, she's in the chat room right now. Okay, here we go. Caller number 16, 347-637-3237. What is the percentage of water in an average egg? According to Dr. Bridget McCray. So what is the percentage of water in an average egg? What percentage? That's what we're looking for. What is the percentage of water in an average egg? We've had this question before. And
It says in there, according to Dr. McCray.
Yes, it does. According to our technical advisor, Dr. McCray, poultry scientist, professor, PhD, small flock specialist, and all-around great young lady. And I can't wait to meet her when I go up to Cooptastic. Cooptastic here in a couple of weeks. We'll be broadcasting live from Cooptastic with live HD video. So if you can't make it, we want you to come out. But if you can't make it, then we'll be broadcasting live in HD video from Cooptastic. How cool is that? So call number 16, what is the percentage of water in an average egg according to our technical advisor, Dr. Bridget McCray? That's what we're looking for. So very, very good.
Yeah. Boy, eggs, every time I eat an egg, I just think, gosh, that's a lot of water in there. That's good. Helps me keep hydrated. I eat 2 or 3 eggs a day, too, so it's
Jen and I had eggs this morning. In fact, she said, can I fix your breakfast? And I said, I'm sick enough. Let me fix my own breakfast. No, I'm just kidding, baby.
Oh, dear.
I'm just kidding. I love you. Anyway, so she's really good. She's really good. She stayed home from school to take care of her hubby today. So,
yeah.
She's in the chat room.
No response yet from Jim. We're waiting
for that comeback. In fact, we've been watching a lot of Green Acres. We just finished the entire first season. A few years back when we bought our farm down there, we bought the first season of Green Acres and watched it through. We watched it through again here over the last couple of months. Yes, you put rude much. I love you.
Is that a form of egg dish?
It is.
That's a new type of egg dish, right?
Yeah. It's so funny because Lisa in Green Acres can't cook at all. I mean, her pancakes, hotcakes, darling. So some of the comments from what's his name? It's hilarious when she talks about breakfast. So I guess some of that's rubbed off on me a little bit. So Oh, in fact, in last night's episode, he used some Elise's pancake batter to build a brick fireplace.
Yeah, for the mortar, huh?
Exactly. Okay, here we go. What is the percentage of water in an average egg, according to Dr. Bridget McCrory? We said caller number 16, so let me get down here.
Now that Dr. McCrory is saying the spread. What is the spread of an average egg? Water in an average egg. So it can just like with our human bodies, we can have a variety of a spread of hydration in us. So, but some eggs seem to, some of them are so different when you open them up. Some are real runny, and others are just as moist and proud as can be when they pop up like that.
Here we go. We're going to go to phone lines very quick. Area code, and there's a couple of them, so I'm going to have to elaborate a little bit more. Area code 801, and then the next three is 698, 801-698. You're on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Debbie Cifla, and I'm calling from Utah.
Great, Utah.
Debbie
in Utah. Great, thank you. Okay, that's the question. What is the percentage of water in an average egg, according to Dr. McCrory? What's your answer?
74%.
That is not the answer we have. Nope, but that's close. That's close. Okay, you know what that means? We go to the next caller. We go to the very next caller. All right, area code calling in from 334. Area code 334. You're on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and where are you calling from?
Megan Malay, Elba, Alabama.
Megan from Alabama, right next door here. Percentage of egg? Percentage of water in an egg. What do you think the answer is?
75-85%.
That's not what we have, but I appreciate you calling and playing, and you may be getting some different information out there. So let's go here to the next one. Area code 515. 515, you're on the air with Andy and Pat. Percentage of water in an egg?
I think that it's 85%.
I don't have 85. State your name and where you're calling from so we can get a census of where all our listeners are.
I'm Mariah, and I'm from Iowa.
Hey, Mariah. Hey, good to talk to you again. Sorry I missed you when y'all were coming through Atlanta last time. We were down at the farm and just couldn't hook up, but that's not correct. So, man, people must not pay attention to the show, Pat. That's why you need to have the notebook around, folks.
Well, there are different answers on the Google.
There are. That's why we have the expert.
But we're going for the one that's on our record. The
expert, yes. Already caller from area code 603. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Diana Abarca, and I tried to get the right answer on this one before. And I didn't get it before.
Okay. Let's see if you get it this time.
I'm guessing 80%.
No, it's not 80% this time either. Yes. But that's okay. It's not a problem. Okay, for all of the other callers so far.
La, 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 la.
Okay, here we go. Let's see what we got here.
Oh, dear. Sorry.
We're running out of time.
Boy, this is a tough one here. I think this is a record for
caller calling
from
40, we got a couple. 404-579. 404-579. You're on the air. Tell us where you're calling from in Georgia.
Hey, it's Jimmy from Covington.
Hey, Jimmy from Covington. Percentage of water in an egg?
Is it 66?
It's 66%.
All right.
Hey, congratulations. Oh. All right. And from Covington, Georgia, very quickly, you know the drill, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And so that was for some Happy Hen Treats with Randall Berkey. Happy Hen Treats from randallberkey.com. And, folks, that's all the time we have. So let me tell you what we're going to do, because I still have three prizes to give away. I still have another Happy Hen Treats to give away. I have two ManaPro posters to give away, plus the one I gave in the chat room for knowing who Heather Thomas was and what shows she played on. And so three more prizes to give away. We don't have time to do it here on the radio show today, but guess what? Follow us on Facebook. I may have one right after the radio show on Facebook, so we just might do that. If you're a fan on Facebook, I'm on a roll. So become a fan on Facebook. Just go to www.facebook.com /, The Chicken Whisperer. www.facebook.com/ The Chicken Whisperer. And become a fan, like the page, and then a little later this afternoon we'll have a Facebook fan contest where everybody's eligible. May have one a little bit later in the afternoon, and we may have one even a little bit later this evening. And speaking of this evening, wish me luck. Jen and I have to go to a water birth class. We have chosen
to
do
natural
childbirth.
I meant to ask you about that.
Yeah, natural childbirth, water birth. And so we've got a class tonight from 7 to 9. But if you want those other prizes, we'll be giving away on Facebook. Thank you very much for tuning in today to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Thank you for all the thoughts and prayers. Keep them coming, but don't forget to pray for those folks in Japan that really, yeah, really do need that. And I'll keep you updated on my progress with everything that I'm going through now. But again, thank you very much for your concerns and thoughts and comments on our Facebook page. And thank you for listening, including all of our new listeners and our new fans on Facebook that joined us today. Pat, take it away.
Yeah. Well, of course, appreciation to our chat room chickeners and all of our listeners for tuning in and listening with us today. And, of course, Andy Schneider, where would we be without you? And you're still very handsome, even with your face drooping and drooling a little bit. We love you so much. Of course, thanks to blogtalkradio.com for providing the radio, chat, and video services. Blessings to all. We love you all so much. Have a wonderful weekend, and may the flock be with you evermore. God bless everybody.
Ah!